Nearly 18 years ago, I was teaching at a Christian high school, and my husband and I were expecting our first child. In November, I asked my boss, our principal, if I could put together with some of the girls a special Thanksgiving meal for the teachers at lunchtime, just to say thank you from the students to the teachers. He gave me permission to do that, and on the day of the meal, he also gave me permission to miss chapel so that I could go set up the meal with the girls before lunchtime. That morning, as I was planning to set up the meal, the assistant principal came in and said, "You have to go to chapel today." Well, immediately I was confused and I said, "No, our boss told me that I can miss chapel to set up this meal in the cafeteria." "No," he said, "you really need to go to chapel." Well, that was very annoying. And I'm sure that showed on my face more than it should have. I said, "No, I really have permission to be gone from chapel today." Now some other teachers were coming up to me and said, "No, you really should go to chapel today." And I thought, what in the world? What is this, boss Molly around day? I was getting pretty annoyed by this point. So finally, I said, "Fine, I will go to chapel for a few minutes, but then I'm going over to prepare this meal. We've all brought in all this food. I'm going to do something nice. You can't tell me what to do." I'm laughing because of what happened next. So I marched myself over there. I was about 8 months pregnant at the time. No, 7 or 8 months. And not happy. So I walked myself into the back of the chapel, I'm sure with a scowl on my face. I never have hid my emotions very well. Ladies, are you that way? Everyone can tell what you're thinking by the look on your face. As I walked into the back of the chapel, it was split chapel that day. The girls were in the auditorium and the boys were meeting somewhere else. Immediately, I noticed that the entire chapel was decorated and everyone had gifts at the front, and it was a surprise baby shower for me. They had put together, the teachers and all the girls in the school had put together a surprise baby shower for me, and that is why I needed to be in the chapel. The moment I realized what it was, I felt so embarrassed. I felt embarrassed by how I had talked to my fellow teachers who knew what was happening. And so many times, 18 years later, I'm still remembering that embarrassment. And it was a lesson to me. I wish to say that I learned my lesson and have never done something like that again. But it's not true, unfortunately. Sometimes I do. But I thought to myself, when I get to heaven, I never want that feeling at some point in heaven when the Lord shows me the reasons why he said no to me, the reasons why he directed my path in different ways, the reasons why my plans and dreams did not come true, or difficult things happened in my life, or trials. I don't want to stand there and be embarrassed by all the good that he had planned through those difficult circumstances, thinking about how I shook my fist in his face and spent time mad at him, or dropped out of church, or acted angry, or just got bitter over all his decisions because I didn't like the way he treated my life. I didn't think he loved me. I didn't think he cared. And really, this was why. When that realization, if it does come upon me and you and me someday in heaven, when we have the mind of Christ and the full understanding of our very small time on this earth, I hope for each of us, ladies, that we never have that humiliating dawning of understanding and think, "Oh, Why? Why did I react the way I did? While we have the opportunity to show the Lord faith and love and trust when we don't agree with Him, I can guarantee we will be glad that we responded in loving faith to a God who did not give us everything that we wanted and that put us through some hard times that won't seem hard once we get to heaven. This week, ladies, let's walk in love, loving God through loving others.